We could soon see a vote in the state legislature, a vote that will be closely watched by those on either side of the abortion issue. The vote would be on a citizen-initiated bill that could end abortion coverage as a standard feature in health insurance policies. Right to Life of Michigan turned in more than 315,000 signatures to get this bill before the legislature. And earlier today, the Board of State Canvassers certified this petition, and it now goes to the state legislature. MLive reporter Jonathan Osting joins us now. Jonathan, we first talked about this bill last month here on Stateside, but give us a recap. Exactly what would this bill do?
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, it would prohibit insurance policies from offering abortion coverage as a standard option. Now, women could still choose to purchase an additional rider for abortion coverage, and employers could choose to offer it. But if they did so, they would have to alert all employees of that policy decision. It's sort of related to the Affordable Care Act, but it would actually apply to insurance policies sold in the state, whether they be through an Affordable Care Act exchange or whether you just, call up an insurance provider and try and buy one in the private marketplace.
So a woman would have to buy a separate rider to cover an abortion, and she'd have to do this before she ever knew whether or not she'd need an abortion, never after getting pregnant, right?
Yeah, that is, one of the controversial aspects of this. It also does not include exceptions for cases of rape or incest. So critics would point out that, a woman cannot plan ahead for a rape and would probably appreciate having coverage if that were the case.
Now, do we have any idea what this kind of rider might cost?
I haven't actually been able to peg that down. Under the Affordable Care Act, states can opt out. However, that law reinforced existing policies that federal dollars can't actually be used for abortion. So it's unclear what effect that'll actually have. Theoretically, these insurers could offer a free rider if they wanted to, since no part of a subsidized policy is supposed to be used for abortion coverage in the first place. However, there's no rules on that, and I doubt there's going to be a lot of free offers.
So how likely now that the state Board of State Canvassers has certified these signatures, the petition is good, it moves on to the legislature, how likely do you think it'll be that the legislature will address this bill before breaking off for the holidays?
Well, Right to Life is certainly very confident. Right to Life organized the petition drive, and they point out, rightly so, that the legislature approved a similar law last year before it was vetoed by the governor. And they say that also a majority of lawmakers signed the petitions this time around, including Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville. So they have expressed a whole lot of confidence that lawmakers will take it up. However, it is controversial. I think, Republican leadership knows that and wants to avoid some of the public protests that happened last year regarding a different abortion-related bill. But certainly they're aware of the political implications of 2014. So there is some hesitance to take it up immediately. But if they do, I anticipate it's going to be in the next 2 weeks here so they can get it done before the end of the year.
Let's talk a little more about this citizens' initiative, because the question will have to be asked, how is it that 315,000 signatures on a petition can make policy happen for some 9.9 million people who live in Michigan?
Certainly. It's an interesting process. They have to collect a higher number of signatures than you would for a referendum or another type of ballot proposal. However, I think a lot of people, when they are signing their name to something, sort of assume that it is for a ballot proposal. But that's not the case with a citizens' initiative. The legislature now has 40 days to decide whether they want to act or not. They have several options. They can approve the bill as is. They can propose an alternative, in which case the bill and their proposal would both go to the ballot, or they can do nothing, which would send the proposal to the ballot. And opponents of this legislation point out, as you mentioned, that roughly 300,000 signatures represents only a fraction of Michigan voters, and they're saying, let it go to the ballot, let the voters decide. Of course, polling shows that it probably wouldn't pass. So, you know, that they would favor that outcome.
And then we know a year ago, Governor Snyder vetoed a similar bill. And at the time, he said it went too far because it treated abortions that involved rape or incest or the health of the mother as elective procedures. But if the legislature passes this, it is veto-proof, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The citizen-initiated process is a means to bypass a uncooperative governor. And Right to Life has been very upfront that they were surprised that the governor vetoed the bill and that they saw this as the most streamlined way to go around that veto. So it does set up an interesting dynamic between the Republican-led legislature and a Republican-led governor, in which case, if the legislature does approve it, they would, in fact, be approving this end round as well.
Jonathan Osting of MLive, thank you so much for the update, Jonathan.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.